Current State on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. The Spartans in Purdue tomorrow night in West Lafayette. Here to explain where the Spartan men's team stands is the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad. Are you driving to West Lafayette today, or did you have the foresight to be there already?
Yeah, I probably should have done that. No, I'm actually not going until tomorrow, so hopefully a lot of salt will have hit the roads and I'll be okay. But yeah, with a night game, I usually go day of if it's not too long of a drive and stay over that night.
Well, so at least you're not driving today. I think that's the most important point.
Exactly.
I've got to ask you, what happened at Champaign last night?
Well, that's exactly. I was going to bring that up because where they are, of course, is in first place again, unexpectedly. I mean, the funny thing is, I'm a little embarrassed because I was watching the game. It was an 8-point game. Indiana was shooting free throws, about 3.5 minutes left. I turned off the TV to go check on the kids. And when I came back, Illinois hit the winning basket. I said, what in the heck just happened? So I don't even really have a great explanation for you, although I did catch the highlights later.
Well, for those of our listeners who didn't catch it, Illinois beat Indiana last night, quite surprisingly. What's the takeaway from that? What does that do to the standings, and does it alter the Spartans' fortunes and Michigan's fortunes in any way?
Well, yeah, I think it brightens both of them, and it really hurts Indiana. I mean, Indiana now has a loss at home to Wisconsin and, a loss at Illinois. Obviously, Indiana beat Michigan State and Michigan at home, and the Hoosiers needed to do that, but, they still have to go to Ohio State. They have to come to East Lansing. They have to go to Ann Arbor. They still have to go to Minnesota. So, at this point, they look like, the third most likely team at best, maybe to win this league, and of course things can change. They go to Ohio State Sunday, and that's, you don't want to say a must win, but they've got to pick up, a game at one of those places now to be there at the end. And Michigan State, I would say, have a little bit better shot. Saturday is huge for both of them. I mean, Michigan State has to be able to handle Purdue and get past that game. But Michigan's at Wisconsin, one of the toughest games remaining on Michigan's schedule. And then, of course, they come to East Lansing Tuesday. So if Michigan wins Saturday, I would say Michigan, if you look at the remaining schedule, would has the most favorable schedule to the end.
Go a little deeper here with this Purdue-Michigan State matchup. What do we watch for here?
Well, there's some animosity between these teams. Michigan State beat Purdue in January by 23 points. Late in the game, Brandon Dawson and Travis Carroll got mixed up, and it looked like maybe Dawson threw a punch, or he started to throw a punch and stopped himself. The camera angle wasn't great. The Big Ten didn't punish him. Of course, Purdue fans and even Matt Painter basically said publicly, he was disappointed in that, and he said the tape speaks for itself. Michigan State didn't feel like Dawson punched. Last year, they already had issues. Of course, Brandon Dawson from Gary, Indiana, was Purdue's primary recruiting target for last year's class, and he came to Michigan State. And he had some words with Matt Painter on the sidelines in Michigan State's winning East Lansing last season. So that's a big story. The Purdue fans are going to be all over Brandon Dawson. And even though Purdue has not played well this year, I do expect the Boilermakers to be very fired up for this game.
The Spartans are not in the greatest physical condition by any means, but I do detect, it kind of sounds like cautious optimism with regard to Keith Appling's shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it looked very scary late in Wednesday's game. I mean, it popped out on him, and of course he was, crouched and basically screaming in pain. They take him out, and he said as soon as he walked into the tunnel, it popped back in on its own, which is good because the quicker that happens, the less chance of damage that you have. But it was still sore yesterday. He was able to practice. He said he'll definitely play. Now Michigan State's two primary guards, Keith Epping and Gary Harris, between them they have one shoulder that hasn't popped out this season, So, I mean, you consider all the other injuries in this team. I've never seen a team this banged up, and especially in one game when Adrian Payne gets a nose, bloodied, Brandon Dawson twists an ankle, Appling, and of course Gary Harris is walking around with back spasms, and in between plays he can barely move. So I've never seen anything like that, really.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad will be looking for you tomorrow night. Safe travels, Joe.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.